Yeah, but Amai came out to me as, I mean, said that they were pansexual, like, when they were, like, 10.
I didn't, I don't remember that.
They don't remember
I don't
that.
Remember that at all. Yeah. Like,
because it was before we got divorced.
Yeah, and I was like, I thought I came out at 13.
Okay, yeah.
But turns out, no. So I was just living my life thinking, yeah, I don't know. I can't remember that. Yeah.
They asked me, like, I don't know. It was weird. They just suddenly, out of the blue, were like, what does pansexual mean? And I did not know, actually, at the time. So I looked it up, and then I told them, and they were like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. That's what I am.
Yeah, well, I was like, now that's too specific for me now. I'm just doing queer.
It was a weird time for me because, yeah, things, it was, like, kind of leading up to the divorce anyway. Mm-hmm. And then, like, also, I was just leaving the church at the same time. Mm. And their dad's still very in it. And I, like, brought it up to him, and I was like, hey, Amai just told me that they're pansexual. Like, it's kind of a big deal, especially, like, we belong to this church that's telling us that that's not okay. And what, you know, what do you think about that? And he was like, well, I don't think that they really know. And I'm like, no, they were very clear. They know. And I was like, Amai has always been very, like, insightful in general. Yeah. Always kind of, he didn't really believe it, and he was kind of like, well, it's going to be fine because there's lots, because there are people in the church that are queer.
Okay.
But they just don't act on it, or they stay closeted.
Yeah.
Which is really sad. And I was like, that doesn't sound like the way that I would want my kid to live. Yes. I, like, have a problem with that.
Right.
And I think he felt like I was just trying to pick a fight, you know. So I didn't, like, I was nervous to push it anyway, but, I mean, there was more just, like, an admittance that, like, acknowledged that side of myself more than realize, you know. Because, like, I am attracted to men. I mean, not as much anymore, but I am technically attracted to men. So I'm, like, it just felt like I could just, it was fine because, like, I was married to a man, and I could just stay that way. Like, it didn't feel like, yeah. I didn't really recognize that how much I was, like, closing myself off, I guess. Mm. And, of course, you know, that, like, there is that self-hatred of, like, being religious and having those things. Like, thinking that, like, when I had crushes on people who are not men, it was just, like, aberration. You know, a little bit, like, that's, like, a sin. Like, just put that away. Like, don't act on that, you know. That was kind of how I dealt with it. Whereas, like, mentally, I was definitely like, no, queerness is fine, like, you know, they should be free to do what they want. But it wasn't, like, necessarily as hitting home as it was with Amaya and myself, I guess. But yeah, after I separated from Jake, I immediately, like, came out to people and was like, if I date again, it's probably not going to be a man. Just say no.